Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We heard yesterday about concerns raised over the planned rise in excise duty on petrol, which is due to take place in August. One region that says that we've been affected most are petrol stations along the border. For more on this, we're joined by Terry Hughes from TJ Hughes Fuels, who operate a petrol station in Ballyshannon in Donegal. Terry, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Philip.
What kind of a price differential do you think you're going to be looking at now once these changes are made between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland?
Well, kind of from here on till April next year, we're probably looking that it's going to be in around 10 cent on diesel and up to 16, 18 cent on petrol.
And 16, 18 cent does sound like a big differential, but you're quite a distance away from Baleek there in Ballyshannon. I mean, what would be a 20, 25-minute round trip?
Oh, sorry, no, Philip. We're the back door of our store walks into Northern Ireland. We're actually 100 yards from Baleek.
Are you really? Okay, right on the border. So then there really is no case to be made for not getting your petrol over in Northern Ireland.
Basically, that's the way we're looking at it now. You know, we're 30% down in volume already this year on year, and realistically, with the further increases, we're going to lose a lot of HGV and haulier business, because all of a sudden, them guys is going to head from the border counties into Northern Ireland to fill. And the everyday consumer are going to head north, not just for fuel. You know, they're already turning to the north for groceries and alcohol and whatever else. And this is only going to hit the border counties even harder over the next 6 months, year.
How many jobs are on the line here?
We estimated that there was 100 border sites, you know, within kind of 5 miles of the border. Anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 jobs are at risk here.
And in your own petrol stations, how many jobs are you looking at?
We've 26 employees.
Okay. What do you think is the best route out of this, the best form of support that could be offered, given that we, you know, can't force a sovereign government in the United Kingdom to align its excise duties with ours?
Well, what we've been asking the government for was a pause until May of next year. You know, it's not a case that the government needs the money. What we're asking for is a working group with the industry, the retailers and the government. You know, at the minute our sector feels as though we have no voice. We've seen raises in carbon duty and the RTFO, which is the biofuels obligation scheme. Like only 2 weeks ago we had the change to better energy levy, which was another half cent. And it doesn't sound like much, but all these things have been adding up. We're already actually above the tax take prior to the reduction in excise duty, but it's just been put on carbon duty on the biofuels obligation scheme. You know, it's not that they're taking less tax on fuel, because we've seen record numbers collected last year on fuel. And
because of the rise in the price. But explain to me, because I don't understand why it is that you think that a pause on this for a couple of months would help. Is that not just a sticking plaster?
Well, we're asking Billy to get round the table and see what the better options are here. You know, we have discussed
we are in a period of deep anxiety. and uncertainty for Europeans.
I'm terribly
families
sorry about that. We seem to be hearing from Ursula
living.
Von der Leyen ahead of schedule there. All right. Sorry, go back and finish your point there.
We've been asking the government to consider a reduction in duties on HVO, which is 90% less carbon emissions. We've been asking, you know, we're in Donegal here. We're a rural community. The likes of Kerry, Galway, you know, along the west coast there, we do not have the option of public transport to get to work, to commute daily. Consumers are going to have to pay this. You know, we've been told by Simon Harris that he promised to support businesses. This is putting thousands of jobs and businesses at risk.
Okay.
We're looking at rising oil prices now. At the minute, they've stabilised, but US interest rates are set to come down, and that'll only drive oil prices up.
And I suppose your point is that you don't get to actually take a dividend or take any part of that increase in prices. Okay, Terry Hughes from TJ Hughes Fuels, really bleak more than Ballyshannon. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.